From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Cameron Byerly reading Asher, A Soldier's Story from Bethlehem to Calvary, by Colonel Chuck Lehman. We begin with Chapter 1, Jerusalem, circa 6 B.C. Asher threw off his coarse goat's hair blanket and instinctively lunged for his sword. This night, on Jerusalem's Temple Mount, was unusually cold and damp, but he was soaked in sweat. He shivered convulsively as he realized it was only the dream. Again. It had become an almost nightly ordeal, always the same, always horrible, gruesome, and troubling. His anguished mind replayed the screams, the curses, the muffled, gurgling cries, as a tiny child was impaled or ripped apart by a sword like the one he clutched in his right hand. Asher threw it down as though the sword represented all of the pain he felt. He glanced quickly around the stone barracks to see if he had awakened any of the men in his platoon. Only contented snores and an occasional cough were audible. Asher felt sure Jesse, on the straw mat next to him, must at least hear his pounding heart.
"Why am I the only one bothered by that awful night?" he thought. "No one else seems to care. Why can't I just shake this? It was only another of Herod's crazy missions. I've killed men before, even a woman or two, but I hated that. At least those people were enemies of Judea, or of Herod himself. Some were merely thought to be enemies of Rome. War is war. And I did choose this profession."
Asher picked up and sheathed his sword, then hung it on the armor post and grabbed his blanket, throwing it over his wet shoulders. Enough moonlight filtered through the slits in the wall that he could just make out the forms of the legionnaires sleeping around him. Thin clouds tumbled past a bright half moon.
"Another miserable, windy, cold night. Just like that night. What could have set the king off? We all know he's a bit weird. Probably because he's not really one of us. I don't trust any Edomite. Maybe having both Hebrew and Edom blood is even worse. We have had some strange orders since I joined this army. I have certainly never understood his commands to leave no survivors. Killing whole families has never made sense to me. Never. I suppose it's to make sure no one is left to start another uprising or dispute again. But that's a far cry from singling out children. They were just little boys. Oh, they couldn't have been a threat to anyone. The centurion even told us not to bother any boys who were obviously more than 2 years old. Well, that surely made no sense either.
Asher sat leaning against the sycamore armor post at the head of his bed mat. His polished brass helmet and burnished brown leather breastplate and shin guards hung from the wooden pegs. His huge rectangular shield stood against the far side. All was as it had been that awful night. Centurion Sergius had burst in on the sleeping men, yelling,
"On your feet! Full battle gear! I want the first two platoons we ride!"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?